Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little bit of the Wilson sisters bring us back. That's Heart. Nancy and Ann. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that we update every weekday. We put new stuff up on the website to help you. In fact, sometimes during the weekend too. So keep going back. Check it out. And if you want us to follow you home, we'll be glad to do that. We have some different ways of doing that, so you can find them there on the website. If you want to follow me in other places, Twitter, Facebook, we have all that information there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the incredible, the unparalleled body of work that Tom Asacker has deposited with us as a member of our Brain Trust for the last 10 years or so. He's the author of Opportunity Screams. Tom, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
Just go to the Small Business Advocate, punch my name in, and look for it. Or go to Google and Google my name, Tom Asacker, just like it sounds.
Asacker, Tom, or type in Branding Genius. That'll probably get it up there too. Hey, Tom.
There you go.
We're talking about the yin and the yang, as you call it, what I call the art of the science of being a small, of being a branding of operating your business, which is includes all the different things that you got to do, and I believe that the way to you were saying that you got to block and tackle, you got to pay payroll, you got to operate the business, you got to create a product, you got to have a product available that is at a price that people can are willing to pay, et cetera, et cetera. That's to me, that's the science of running a business, and all of that's a commodity. You can hire almost every bit of that done, but there's nothing unique about that. One company's way of approaching that is another company's way of approaching that. But this theater, these values that you call it theater, I say values are part of that, et cetera, et cetera. I think that that's the special sauce of the age of the customer. That's the special sauce of the second decade of the 21st century. And I think small business owners are innately better at it than anybody else. We just got to get their attention about that. What do you think?
Listen, I think that small business owners are better at the values part because they love what they do. They got into what they do because they had a passion for it. Unfortunately, what happens is sometimes they think that their passion for whatever it is they're doing should automatically flow to the outside world, and it doesn't work like that. The outside world are a distracted bunch of confused people that don't trust anyone, and if you can't figure out how to bring your idea and your passion to life in their mind's eye, if you can't get into their head, into their memory, then it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're invisible to them. You're invisible. Listen, Vincent van Gogh was one of the greatest artists in the world, and he had to eat paint. He was so poor. Okay? Because he did not know how to engage people. He didn't like the theater part of selling art. It wasn't right. Part of who he was. He despised it. Picasso loved it, and that's why he ended up with millions, hundreds of millions of dollars when he died in his trust. So those two people were both great artists, had great substance. One understood the art of theater, but the other one didn't understand it or didn't care for it, and so he died a pauper.
I agree with you, because we all know people who don't have as much substance who are better at theater, and they often are the more successful ones. The self-promoters are often the more successful from a financial standpoint. But what I still propose, though, Tom, that the being authentic, being genuine, being caring about customers the way small business owners do, demonstrating that in everything that they do, that authenticity, those values, I think that increasingly every day that goes by, the small business owners are going to be given more credit for that by their customers. Now they've got to get out there. They've got to be online. They have to have an online presence, et cetera, et cetera. They've got to, you know, you've got to be found. But once people find you, I believe they're going to be given credit for that, for those kinds of values, for that kind of authenticity, for that kind of theater. What do you think?
If we see it, listen, I'm not saying, and people always misconstrue this, I'm not saying be a self-promoter. I'm saying figure out a way of taking what you think as a business this compelling value is. Because if you're not in business with something that somebody's going to want or that's going to improve their life, you either change it or get out of business. Mm-hmm. But if you believe you have something that's truly going to move somebody's life to a better spot, you need to figure out how to bring that to life. Not you. You're irrelevant. How do you bring that value of what you do to mm-hmm. life in a way that gets people turned on by it? You can't just assume that they're going to get turned on by it because people, like I said, they're busy, they're distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me give you a perfect example of how vivid. Let's say you're a salesperson.
Quickly, got 20 seconds, Tom.
Okay, you're trying to save someone energy in their home. You can either measure all the leakage and describe the air leakage as X numbers of CFM, or you can say you've got a basketball-sized hole in your living room wall that air's leaking out of. Now, which one creates more vividness and right. makes people desire what you have?
Tom A. Secker, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom and the experience of Tom A. Secker. The book is called Opportunity Screams. You can find it wherever books are sold. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.